the Frank Colada Show, Frank's World, where Frank's guests will include former mobsters and lawmen, businessmen and women, and entertainers. We will not be taking phone calls this evening, but you can participate in tonight's show through our live interactive chat room. Tonight, Frank's guest is longtime Las Vegas entertainer and businessman Robert George Allen. Robert and Frank are co-producers of MobCon 2014. I am Kim Colton, and without further ado, here's the man himself, Mr. Frank Colada.
Hello, everybody. And I want you to be aware, this is my first time doing this type of work. And it's going to be a little difficult, so don't criticize me. I'll have to come looking for you. Anyway, welcome to Frank's World. I don't know who named it Frank's World, but we're going to see if it turns out to be my world. I have a a great guest on the show today. His name is Robert George Allen, and he's an entrepreneur here in Vegas, and he's also a partner of mine in a couple of business ventures that we got here, which he'll explain to you as we go along here. He's also was a comedian for, I don't know, maybe 30, 35 years, and he's still rather funny. Anyway, I'm going to get you to over to Robert Allen. Hey, Robert, are you on the line?
I am, Frank. Good to be there.
Okay. Tell us a little something, Robert, about MobCon and our tours and all of that stuff. Explain it to the people. You're a better rapper than I am.
All right. I'd be happy to. Well, you know, last year we had our first year of MobCon, and it was a big success. We had people just leaving there raving about it, and we had a lot of people saying, you're going to do it again, you're going to do it again. So, of course, Frank and I decided, well, of course, you know. So we've got 2014 MobCon, 27th and 28th of September of this year at the Palace Station. And then we just added another unique thing to it, which we'll get into in a second. We're going to do a special Friday night before the MobCon tour with you, Frank, the Frank Colada Casino Tour. So many people, when they were at the MobCon last year, said, oh, we never got to go on the mob tours or find out about what you guys are doing. So this year we've decided we'll do the convention for Saturday and Sunday. And then on Friday night, if you sign up, we're going to do the Frank Colada Casino Tour, and that includes a pizza party and going to all the different locations in Las Vegas where the mob activity occurred, and also where the movie Casino was made. And Frank will show clips of the movie, short clips, and then I'll ask Frank, is that the way it really happened? And, of course, Frank tells us the true story about whether it did happen that way or it didn't. And it's extremely fascinating.
Hey, Robert, we're going to have alcohol on the bus.
Yeah, we are that night because it's a private tour, so we can have beer and wine.
Oh, great. And I'm sure my people would like to hear that. That's good.
Oh, yeah, they're going to love that. That's good. When you get a private bus, you can do that, yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. On this other tour that you and Frank came up with, this casino map tour,
right.
How's that doing? Is it starting to pick up? I think it is, and I think it's going to
take
a while.
Sure. What's
so
amazing
what
about
that tour so far? How people react to me when they first see me on the bus?
Well, you know, it's like when you first get on the bus, they're kind of nervous, and they look you over and go, oh, my goodness, you know, because you know, how many people get to meet a former mobster? Not too many. But then once you start talking, and I have to tell you, Frank, I'm very impressed with this, you have a way of capturing these people, and then they're hanging on your every word, and you're good at it. You know how to explain it to them without them being afraid. And by the end of the thing, they're just, you know, your buddies, and they want to hang out with you. And
you know,
I noticed,
Robert, I say it like it is. You know what I mean? I don't pull no punches, you know?
No, you don't. You don't. You say
and
it
I
like
think,
it is. And But
and
you know what else is you're approachable.
Like, yeah, that's for sure. As long as you're
approachable. People
with a
say,
gun
well,
in
this
your
guy,
hand.
I didn't think I could talk to him, but I was sitting there having pizza, and he was talking to me, and I felt like I could talk to him and ask him anything I wanted. And that's the key, because they don't feel like they're intimidated by it, you know?
But as far as
picking up more business, we're doing good. It's starting to grow each week or each other week. It's every other week, but
We're going to start. Once it starts growing, we'll start doing more frequently. But not right as we got it now, two times a month I think is good. And once it grows, then we could flip in another day or two, you know.
Well, I think if we did it once a week, eventually it would be really good. But, you know.
Yeah, well, that all takes time. You know, we just have to have patience and money to last.
That's right.
You know. And let me see.
So those of you out there in Radio Land, send us lots of money so we can keep it open.
Oh, we could use it. Yeah, I told you he was a comedian. He's the last minute.
Well,
I think
just
it's
trying.
Real, you know, as I was telling him earlier today, we had lunch, him and I, Robert and I.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, you know, Robert, you're not a fun guy to talk to. You're very difficult to talk to. And he looked at me and he said, what do you mean? I thought I was pretty good. I said, Robert, when I talk to you, it seems like I'm talking in the air, like nobody's there. I said, you got too much on your mind. He says, yeah, I do. I said, well, from now on, when you see me, leave them thoughts at the door and only remember me. He started laughing. But I kept on hitting him with that. I'll your lunch. I don't think he enjoyed his lunch. Anyway,
what lunch? I don't remember lunch.
No, that's right. Well, I told you to keep a light on the check anyway because, like usual, I picked up the check. No. Robert picks up the check for me. I don't even know one other guy that don't make a move for the checks. I wonder who that is, Robert. It's certainly
I don't know.
anyway, listen, this MobCon that we got going, it's going to be a lot different this year. We're going to have females up there, I think five or six, I'm sure. And we're going to have a federal judge, a retired federal judge, I should say, and a federal strike force, retired federal strike force guy, and a few FBI guys, and a few people like me, you know, which are hard to get because they're always looking for top dollars. You know, these guys want top dollar, you know, and I don't, you know, you got to work to get your money, just like I do and Robert does, you know.
All right.
And what do you think about this, Robert, what I just said? Do you agree with me on what I just said about people in general, you know, how rough it is to hook them up to these events? You know, it's not nothing easy, you know.
No, it's not, you know, especially since everybody's got their own life and their own schedule and you're trying to get everybody to come on a two-day period. It's tough because they got to organize their life. They got to take off work or whatever they have to do to get here. And, of course, it's not completely – it's not super expensive, but it's not cheap. And you have to pay for your room and your airfare and buy tickets to the MobCon.
Don't we get them – we do get them a discount on the room, don't we?
Yes, we do. We give them a good one, too.
We do. We can't get them one on the airlines because we got no control over the airlines.
Yeah.
But it's
no,
well
they give them a good
it.
Rate. They give them – the tower rooms usually sell for over $100, and I think they give them to them for like $70 or something like that, which is very, very reasonable.
Yeah,
as you and I were
rooms.
Talking – Atlantic City, their rates were like $279. I said,
that's
whoa.
That's what I was going to bring up to you.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that Atlantic City up to you. We're working on that right now, and I know you've been keeping contact with he's going to be my guest on the 30th of the month on this radio show, John, yeah. And Karen was going to more or less explain more about that. But hopefully things work out there, you know, so we can spread this around, you know, other cities and get different people from other cities, you know, to participate.
Right.
Be convenient for them. Because it's hard to pull somebody from New York to bring them to Vegas to sit on a panel, which I think you'll agree. So we'll have to go to them eventually, you know. But I think it may work out in our favor. If the money's right.
Yeah, and I think, you know, John's working on working something up with them. We're talking about doing Atlantic City next year, possibly for the MobCon, because it opens up the East Coast guys and the guys that, you know, a lot of the guys are either too old to fly or they don't want to come out here or whatever.
Sort
and
of
so
like
we're going to have sometimes move
sort
it around
like the
once
movie
in a
Casino. Robert, they all come in wheelchairs. And oxygen tanks.
Yeah, that was the biggest scam you ever saw in your life.
Everybody found the wheelchair.
As soon as the security guard left the room, they all took off the oxygen masks and said, okay, what do we got to do here?
That ain't no bullshit either. They're one of the top guys. That's me.
Anyway,
tell me about a little bit about your gold stores. You got gold stores, don't you, Robert?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I'm going to be featured on the back in August, I appeared on the show Ghost Adventures, which is a TV show for A&E. And they're going to do another one on the 27th. I'm going to be on, actually it's this next week. I'm doing another Ghost Adventures with them. We have a tour called the Good Springs Ghost Hunt, and it's in the city of Good Springs. And the Pioneer Saloon is over 100 years old and extremely haunted. And so we bring people out there in a van, and we give them ghost equipment and a pizza party, and they go out in the cemetery and the old school and the miners' cabins, and they go ghost hunting, and they have a great time, and they get some very strange and weird pictures, and everybody goes home happy. It's about 4.5 hours long, and so far it's been doing okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see. I think one day I want to take a ride on it.
Yeah, you need to come out tonight. You'll find it very fun.
Yeah, I need to get a discount. You know, right?
A discount.
Yeah. You know, those guys, we like things for them. But being that you're a friend, you know, I'll pay. You
know. I'll get you a comp there, Frank.
Oh, thanks, buddy. You're a great guy. Now, there was something else I wanted to... How long? We had the mop tours for about 8 years, I gather. Remember when
we started the
mop tours? There was like 3 or 4 of us involved in that.
Right.
And we did good, but then it started fish sizzling out.
Well, the economy, I think, pretty much
Absolutely.
Hurt everybody in this
Absolutely.
Town, and there's not much you can do about it. We first started doing the mob tours. We had 20, 30 people on the bus at night, and then it went down to 10 and then 8.
Right.
And it's not so, we're still doing the same amount of advertising and everything, but people just are not spending the money. And
back.
I also think
it
what happened, too, Frank, was that you had the mob attraction opened up, then you had the mob museum open up, and then we had our tour. And it was like, I think, a little too much mob
too much all at one time. Yeah, too much too soon.
That,
hey,
Jim?
I have to tell you. Yeah, Frank, it's me. I have
no,
to
it's
tell
my voice,
you guys,
Frank. I my voice got higher.
I was falling in love.
He can throw his voice. Okay, I have to tell you.
I like to throw
you,
it away.
Yeah, I have to tell you, gentlemen, that we had a little technical glitch, and we've got about 2.5 minutes left. So
what?
We're running. Run. Yeah. So we're running
out
of time.
You know, I like perfection. You know, I like perfection.
I know you do. I know you do, Frank.
I try.
You know, I try. But I'm telling you right now, we've got 2 minutes left. So we're going to have to wrap it up. So, gentlemen, say your piece.
Okay.
All right. Well, Robert, you know, I'd like to get you back on the show again. I find you to be a very interesting guest and a very knowledgeable guy pertaining to Las Vegas. You know, you've been here a long time,
yeah.
I mean, and you were a good comedian out there for many years. And, you know, I mean, the world has changed, you know. Who knows what these people want in life now, you know. Actually, they're looking for 24-year-old kids up there, you know what I mean, but...
That's
you
it.
Still got a
yep.
kid, you know what I mean? And hang in there, and we're going to do good with these casino.
Thank you for having me
on,
Frank. Thank you for having
anytime,
me on.
Anytime, buddy. Anytime. And you have a good day, okay?
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you,
well,
Robert. It was wonderful
talking
Kim. To you again. Bye-bye. Well, I guess we're going to wrap it up then, Frank, and we are out of time. So thanks so much for joining us tonight. Tune in again on June 30th at 6 p.m. Pacific when Frank's guest will be John D'Amore, author, screenwriter, and musician. Well, good night to our listeners, and Frank, and good night to you. You know I love you.
Good night to you, too, Jim. Good night to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.